A war hero, a statesman, an Arizona original, John Sidney McCain was born into a Navy family in 1936, his father and grandfather four-star admirals. After graduating from the Naval Academy as an aviator, McCain went to Vietnam. In 1967, his plane was shot down in a bombing mission over Hanoi.
I ejected and broke my leg and both arms and went into a lake, parachuted into a lake. And I was picked up by some North Vietnamese.
He then spent the next 5.5 years of his life as a prisoner of war in North Vietnam. After being released and retiring from the Navy, McCain was elected as a congressman representing Arizona in 1982. 4 years later, he began what would be the first of 6 terms in the U.S. Senate, earning the nickname Maverick for his independent views and bipartisan legislation. After losing the Republican presidential nomination to George W. Bush in 2000, McCain became the GOP standard bearer 8 years later, eventually losing in the general election to Barack Obama.
A little while ago, I had the honor of calling Senator Barack Obama to congratulate him. Please. To congratulate him on being elected the next president of the country that we both love.
McCain's later years in the Senate were marked by his strong opposition to President Trump, who as a candidate criticized him for being captured in Vietnam. McCain was harshly critical of Trump's conduct and his campaign's alleged ties to Russia. In an act of symbolic defiance, it was McCain's emphatic thumbs down in the Senate that helped kill an effort by Trump and fellow Republicans to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. McCain, who had a history of skin cancer, was diagnosed with a brain tumor in July of 2017. He's survived by his second wife, Cindy, and his 7 children. Phil Latzman, KJZZ News.